Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Former President Obama will hit the campaign trail for his former Vice President Joe Biden next week. Obama has stayed away from the 2020 presidential campaign for long stretches as he finishes his memoir, among other things. But as NPR's Scott Detrow reports, his handful of speeches and appearances have been high profile.
Obama delivered a searing speech from Philadelphia during the Democratic National Convention, where he warned President Trump was incapable of holding the job of commander-in-chief and is putting American democracy at risk. Obama also spoke out against voter suppression when he delivered the eulogy at Congressman John Lewis's funeral. Now, Obama will campaign for his former VP in the final days of the presidential campaign. His first announced stop, Philadelphia, where in addition to delivering that convention speech this summer, Obama also campaigned alongside Hillary Clinton on the eve of the 2016 election. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
And Biden is campaigning in Michigan today. President Trump, campaigning in Fort Myers, Florida this afternoon, told a crowd his administration finalized a public-private partnership to deliver a vaccine when available to nursing homes at no cost to seniors.
Seniors will be the first in line for the vaccine, and we will soon be ending this pandemic. Hasn't happened a thing like this since 1918, 1917. That was a bad one, too.
Referring there to the flu pandemic more than 100 years ago. It's one of three campaign rallies Trump is holding today. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says President Trump has reversed his administration's denial of a federal disaster declaration over the wildfires burning in the southern part of the state. Newsom says Trump now says he will approve the measure that will help the state's emergency response to the fires. A major disaster declaration was already approved for Northern California. A senior White House official is insisting that American troop levels in Afghanistan will drop sharply early next year. NPR's Tom Bowman reports National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the troop cuts were approved by President Trump.
Robert O'Brien says both Trump and Defense Secretary Mark Esper have signed off on reducing the number of U.S. troops to 2,500 in early 2021. And the National Security Advisor says that number is not speculation, a term used by Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, who told NPR earlier this week that discussions were ongoing. Milley said the conditions on the ground would determine further troop reductions in Afghanistan. Taliban attacks are on the increase, and the group has yet to cut ties with al-Qaeda, both violations of the U.S.-Taliban agreement. American troop levels are scheduled to drop to 4,500 next month, and Pentagon officials say there has not been a formal order from the White House for further cuts. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
This is NPR. Student-led demonstrators in Thailand defied a state of extreme emergency declared by the government early Thursday. That measure forbids gatherings of more than five people. The declaration is an effort to end the protests that are calling for the military-backed government to step down, a new constitution, and reforms to the monarchy. Michael Sullivan has more from Bangkok.
The new decree took effect before dawn, after which police promptly dispersed hundreds of demonstrators who'd gathered outside the prime minister's office. Several protest leaders were arrested, but others vowed to regroup this afternoon in the commercial heart of the city, and they did. Thousands gathered to hear speakers defiantly vow not to quit despite the government's edicts. There was a heavy police presence, but no violence. The government says its measures are necessary after a largely peaceful demonstration on Wednesday caused chaos and disorder, their words, including disrupting a royal motorcade. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
U.S. consumers kept shopping in September. The government says retail sales grew 1.9% last month, with spending on cars, sporting goods, and clothes leading the way. Clothing sales were up 11%, and department store sales climbed 9.7%. Food store sales, though, were unchanged. Crude oil prices lower by the close, down 8 cents at $40.88 a barrel. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.